time now for the news from Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Eastern Illinois University says its enrollment this spring is up 5% compared with last year. The university says total enrollment is 7,016, up from 6,673 in the spring of 2017. University administrators say the increase is a result of a multi-year plan designed to counteract challenges such as a years-long state budget impasse. Colleges and universities were hit hard by the stalemate. EIU had laid off 400 staff members, and enrollment fell. Last fall, the Charleston University reported enrollment of 7,030 students, down from 7,415 students in 2016. Josh Norman is EIU's Associate Vice President for Enrollment Management. He says EIU has improved outreach and marketing and added programs. The bulk of this spring's increase is undergraduate transfer students, which climbed from 260 last year to 1,335. A teen is arrested after deputies say he stole a vehicle and led them on a high-speed chase in Southern Illinois. 18-year-old Elijah Fulton is charged with aggravated fleeing to elude, aggravated vehicle theft, and unlawful possession of a stolen firearm. Dispatch received a report of a stolen vehicle from Mitchellsville and was last seen heading north on Illinois Highway 145. Saline County deputies spotted the vehicle on Walnut Grove Road off of Illinois Highway 145 and said the driver sped off towards Carrier Mills. The pursuit ended when Fulton got out of a vehicle near a home on Town Park Road and was arrested. This incident is still under investigation.
The Country Closet Consignment Store has moved. Their new 15,000 square foot location at 27 Greenlaw Boulevard in Flora has over 4,000 consigners. They offer clothing for the entire family, household items, jewelry, baby accessories, and toys, all in a clean, well-organized store. Over 2,000 new items are put out daily with prices so low, you can't say no. Call them at 618-662-4893 and stop by Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday from 9 to 4. Follow them on Facebook to see pictures of some of their great deals.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmi and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
Carmi City Police report the arrest Thursday of 38-year-old Jason L. Digby of Carmi on charges of aggravated assault, resisting arrest, and two White County warrants. The assault charge resulted from a confrontation Digby allegedly had with arresting officers. He has been jailed pending the setting of bond. Mary A. Bennington Weiss, 35 of Carmi, has been cited by Carmi City Police for driving on a suspended Indiana license, squealing her tires, and improper lane usage, and having no insurance. Bond was set at $150 cash. And Jason M. Ferris, 21 of Carmi, has been arrested on charges of criminal damage to government-supported property, disorderly conduct, and criminal damage to property. Ferris was jailed pending the setting of bond by a judge. In other news, in a plea deal, first-degree murder charge has been dropped against an only man accused of murdering an 8-year-old girl in November of 2016. As part of an agreement, 54-year-old Glenn R. Ramey entered an open guilty plea to a Class X felony charge of predatory criminal sexual assault. Charges that he murdered 8-year-old Sabrina Stauffenberg were dropped. In return for the plea, Ramey faces between 6 and 30 years in prison when he is sentenced on March 22nd. The Fairfield Elks Club will become the temporary home of the Wayne County Senior Citizens Center after the Contiki was heavily damaged by fire on January 17th. Officials with Wabash Area Development, the agency that provides nutrition services for area seniors, said the agreement was approved during a meeting Thursday evening and that the seniors had begun receiving noon meals starting this coming Monday. Doors will be open at 8 a.m. Wadi workers will utilize the Elks Kitchen to prepare daily meals for area seniors. At this time, the delivery of meals remains suspended as the meal sealing equipment was destroyed in the Contiki fire. Officials say they hope to resume meal deliveries as soon as replacement equipment is secured. Before the fire, about 30 meals were prepared and delivered to area seniors every day. As far as the Contiki building is concerned, it is property of Fairfield Parks Department. Insurance issues will have to be resolved before the building can be repaired or replaced. Wayne County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service office out of Paducah, Kentucky, are sponsoring a free weather spotting class in Fairfield, Illinois. The class is being held at Frontier Community College on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. It is open to anyone interested and is completely free. Online registration is required. Just go to www.weather.gov/PAH/spottertraining to register for the class. In other news, Fairfield Memorial Hospital proudly announces that Rhonda Hart of the Purchasing Department has been voted Employee of the Year by her peers. Rhonda began working at Fairfield Memorial Hospital in July of 2016. In her short time at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, she has had a positive impact on her co-workers and the organization as a whole. Rhonda is an exceptionally hard-working individual who is known to efficiently finish each project that is given to her. She constantly seeks opportunities to positively impact others when performing her duties of delivering supplies to each department. Staff, patients, and visitors have noted her willingness to lend a hand, provide a supportive smile, and assist someone in finding their way around the facility. Her smile spreads encouragement on the busiest days as she comes in contact with others. Rhonda is an employee who always gives her absolute best to go above and beyond her call of duty. Rhonda gives her absolute greatest effort each workday as she spreads upbeat vibes around the hospital. I cannot put into words how extremely valuable she is in the purchasing department. Her positivity and the way she efficiently executes purchasing orders is extremely valuable. I am extremely proud to have Rhonda as a part of my team and am blessed by what she offers those around her, stated Stacy Blaine, Fairfield Memorial Hospital Purchasing Director. First of all, I am humbly surprised and feel so blessed to be chosen by my peers and given this honor. I work with so many deserving individuals and feel like part of my family here at the hospital. When I first began working at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, there was numerous individuals who helped me adjust to my position. Then as I got to know everyone on a first-name basis, I felt like I became part of the family. The most rewarding part of being part of this organization is when I deliver the most intricate supplies needed for our clinical staff to care for their patients. Overall, I feel like I am a part of a seamless organization with each individual in every department doing their part to create optimal results for our patients, stated Rhonda Hart, purchasing clerk and Fairfield Memorial Hospital's 2017 Employee of the Year. Rhonda has been bestowed this honor by her peers. She is an employee who delivers excellent care to our internal and external customers to the extent of building strong bonds with individuals in every department. Employees have often spoke of the compassion she has for those around her. Rhonda's customer service is a wonderful example of the type of quality we strive to deliver here at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, said Catherine Bunning-Williams, Ph.D., Fairfield Memorial Hospital Chief Executive Officer.
Hi, it's Mark with the WFIW Morning Show. You can wish your loved ones a happy birthday or anniversary during the Birthday and Anniversary Show, Monday through Friday at 6:45 a.m. All you have to do is call us up 842-2159 during the show, and you can wish someone you love a happy birthday or anniversary. If you're shy, no worries. Just go to our website, WFIWradio.com, click on the birthday banner, and submit your birthday or anniversary wish.
Listen weekdays after the 6:15 and 7:15 news for Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your News Talk Connection. Each day, I'll be talking with people about upcoming events as well as community leaders. If you have an event you would like to talk about, you can get on the Community Connection by calling me, Tom Levine, at 842-2159. The Community Connection, weekdays after the 6:15 and 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your News Talk Connection.
Crude oil is at $59.25, unchanged since yesterday. Eleanor Buntage, formerly of Mount Airy, died on January 25, 2018 at 1:48 a.m. at Washington County Hospital in Nashville, Illinois, following an extended illness. Eleanor was born June 25, 1934, to Casey and Inez Barnett of Samsville, Illinois. Eleanor married Harold Buntage on January 23, 1955, in Albion, Illinois. She is survived by her four children, Tony Buntage, Bill Buntage, Carol Vaughn, and Betty Rouse. She is also survived by her six grandchildren, Vincent Samford, Nicole Byford, Kimberly McMillan, and Ryan Buntage. and Raymond Vaughn. 4 step-grandchildren, Connie Eads, Angie Wisnant, Ken Pearson, and Chris LaCrone also survive. Eleanor survived by 7 great-grandchildren, 10 step-great-grandchildren, and 2 more great-grandchildren on the way. Surviving also are sisters Marianne Schwartzluse and May Brandt, along with brothers Glenn Barnett, Neil Barnett, and George Barnett. Many nieces and nephews also survived. Preceding her in death were her husband Harold, an infant son Joseph, an infant grandson Russell, her parents, 1 sister Hazel, and 4 brothers Howard, Virgil, Lloyd, and Jim. Eleanor was a member of the West United Methodist Church. She was a school bus driver for over 29 years for the North Wayne School District. Throughout her life, she helped her husband with their farming operation. Eleanor enjoyed going camping and fishing with Harold after they retired. She also enjoyed knitting and crocheting. Eleanor was a wonderful mother, wife, and friend that will forever be missed. Visitation will be held Monday, January 29th, 2018, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albin. The funeral services will be held Tuesday, January 30th, 2018, at 10 a.m. at the funeral home with burial to follow at the West Cemetery, south of Mount Airy. Memorials may be made to the West Church Cemetery Fund. Online condolences and memories may be shared with the family at www.ingramfh.net. Ingram Funeral Home of Albin is honored to be entrusted with the arrangements. Charles William Peters, 78, of Santa Claus, Indiana, formerly of Fairfield, Illinois, passed away at 6:37 p.m. Tuesday, January 23, 2018, at Transcendent Healthcare of Boonville, with family by his side. He was born July 14, 1939, in Mill Shoals, Illinois, to Simon Charles and Emma Peter, and married Judith Ann Sang on June 27, 1959, at the First Christian Church in McLeansboro, Illinois. He was owner and operator of Charles W. Peters & Son Trucking, was a founding co-owner of Family Roots Nursery, and was employed for 22 years at North American Lighting as a Class A tool and die maker. Charles was a member of the Calvary Baptist Church in Huntingburg, and a 50-plus year member of both the Anad Temple Shrine in East St. Louis and Anthony Daughtry Masonic Lodge, number 1111 in Sisney, Illinois. He enjoyed spending time with his family, especially his grandchildren, gardening and being outdoors. Charles was preceded in death by his parents, 1 son Charles Paul Peters, and 1 sister, Valeta Gerbauer. He is survived by his wife, Judith Ann Peters of Santa Claus, Indiana, 3 children, Brian Peters of Fairfield, Illinois, Julie O'Connor of Murfreesboro, Illinois, and Aaron Peters of Holland, Indiana. His daughter-in-law, Debbie Peters of Gordon, Indiana, 2 brothers, Laverne Pete Peters of Dahlgren, Illinois, James Jim Peters of Longmont, Colorado, and 4 grandchildren, John Michael Peters, Elizabeth Peters, Bryce Peters, and Emma Peters. Funeral services for Charles William Peters will be held at 4 p.m. Sunday, January 28, 2018, at the First Christian Church in McLeansboro, Illinois, with burial to follow in the IOF Cemetery in McLeansboro, Illinois. Brother Carol Kakak and Reverend Robert Bud Seifried will officiate. Friends may call for visitation at the Nass & Sons Funeral Home in Huntingburg from 2 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, January 27th, and also at the First Christian Church in McLeansboro from 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday. The Du Bois County Masonic Lodge, number 520 F&AM, will conduct a Masonic Virgil service at 7 p.m. on Saturday at the funeral home. A shrine walkthrough will take place during the Virgil service. Memorial contributions can be made to the Shriners Hospital for Crippled Children in St. Louis or to the Cerebral Family Services Murfreesboro Youth Home. Condolences may be shared online at www.nassandson.com.
2-1 pitch from Shouse in the left center. There it is! Rose has eclipsed Cobb. That's number 4,192.
Saturday, March 31st, baseball's all-time hit king, Pete Rose, will take the stage at the Victory Theater and take you back to the golden era of baseball with stories of the sport's all-time greats. It's a multimedia experience with great stories that only Pete can tell. For tickets, go to the Ford Center or Ticketmaster, presented by Fox Sports Evansville 106.7.
Let's have a look at sports. In the NBA, the Thunder struck the Pistons, 121-108. Pacers beat the Magic, 114-112. The Wizards cast a spell on the Hawks, 129-104. Heat burned the Hornets, 95-91. Warriors beat the Celtics, 109-105. Timberwolves ate the Nets, 111-97. And Nuggets defeated the Mavericks, 91-89. In the NCAA, Kentucky beat West Virginia, 83-76. Virginia over Duke, 65-63. Kansas defeated Texas A&M, 79-68. NC State beats North Carolina, 95-91. And Tennessee over Iowa State, 68-45.
It's a great CD offer for 2018 from Citizens National Bank of Albion. You'll definitely want to take advantage of. Purchase a new certificate of deposit at a 1.80% APY, annual percentage yield, for a fixed 18 months. So come in from the cold and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any of our six banking locations today. You'll be glad you did. APY effective as of January 17, 2018.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's time now for your classic hits forecast. Today, sunny with a high near 54. Tonight, a 20% chance of snow after 3 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 29. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of light snow before noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 37. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 19. Lynn Wells brings you the latest breaking news every day right here on your classic hit station, where WFIW 104.9 FM.